Hello and welcome to the 12th episode of Worldview Central Bank Insights. I'm your host, Reagan Basong, a freshman at the Wharton School of Finance, and it is my pleasure to guide you through another exploration of the largest stories regarding global financial dynamics over the past week. We will begin with an overview of general news from the US Fed, or about the US Fed, and then we will delve into a few stories about other central banks around the world. In today's discourse specifically, we will begin by discussing how Jerome Powell needs more evidence that inflation is tamed, though we're still probably sticking with about 3 cuts this year. Then we'll move on to how many believe Argentina must dollarize and get rid of their central bank. And lastly, how China kept many of their key policy rates steady this past week. So yeah, first, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell reiterated his stance that the central bank will likely implement rate cuts this year, but emphasized the need for more evidence indicating a sustainable decrease in inflation to the target of 2%. Powell's statements to a House committee mirrored those made at a news conference a couple months ago. However, recent government reports have shown a pickup in inflation from December to January, along with accelerated hiring. Even though these do suggest a robust economy, Powell didn't express concern about the inflation data, noting that inflation has eased notably over the past year, despite, you know, still remaining over the target of 2%, which is obviously a problem. The Fed now faces 2 risks in its decision-making process, right? It's cutting rates too soon, which would impede progress in reducing inflation, or cutting them too little or too late, which could weaken economic growth and hiring. Balancing these risks marks a shift from the Fed's approach last year when it was raising rates to combat high inflation. Market speculation is focused on predicting the timing in the Fed's first rate cut this year, with most analysts and investors expecting it to occur around June now. Powell offered no hints on timing during his testimony, though traders have increased the likelihood of a June rate cut to about 70%. Which is pretty high. Powell's testimony coincides with the Biden administration's efforts to address public frustration with inflation, which could definitely impact perception of Biden's handling of the economy ahead of his bid for a re-election. Regarding regulatory matters, Powell indicated that the Fed may modify a proposal to toughen bank regulations by requiring large banks to hold additional capital. The proposed rule has faced criticism, of course, from many major banks, and Powell acknowledged that significant changes are likely. However, inflation has actually moderated recently, measuring 2.4% in January compared to a year earlier, down from a peak of above 7% in 2022. However, recent economic data have really complicated the outlook for rate cuts, and the Fed does remain cautious in its approach, emphasizing the importance of further evidence to inform its decisions. Now, away from the US and on to Argentina, which is facing a severe economic crisis with soaring inflation, and they're being urged to dollarize their economy by many people and to eliminate their central bank, as promised by President Javier Milei during his campaign. Veteran economists such as Steve Hanke believe that these steps are crucial for stabilizing the economy. They argue that if Argentina had dollarized back in 1999, as he had drafted a law for the time, it wouldn't be facing its current financial turmoil. Dollarization, many believe, is feasible and highly desirable, offering a path to stability that financial engineering and temporary measures cannot achieve. President Milei, known for his libertarian views, has faced many challenges in implementing his economic agenda, which includes dollarization. Critics of this dollarization argue that it could undermine Argentina's national sovereignty and limit its ability to manage its economy, particularly through interest rate adjustments. However, proponents believe it could help curb inflation and break the country's cycle of economic volatility. I mean, we could even look at Ecuador, who successfully dollarized its economy back in 2000 to 2001, despite having negative net reserves. Furthermore, just like U.S. interest lies in a stable Argentina, so dollarization could really contribute to that stability. Lastly, we will go over now to China. And their central bank, the PBOC, the People's Bank of China, has decided to maintain its key policy rates, signaling stability in China's benchmark lending rates for the current month. This decision comes alongside a net withdrawal of liquidity from the financial market. The PBOC has kept its one-year medium-term lending facility rate at 2.5% while injecting about 400 billion yuan of liquidity through this monetary tool. The decision to maintain rates suggests that China's benchmark lending rates are likely to remain stable this month. This follows a reduction in the 5-year loan prime rate last month, despite no change in the MLF rate. Commercial banks in China are expected to base their LPR, their loan prime rate, on the MLF rates. However, the net liquidity withdrawal through the MLF could indicate a forthcoming reduction in the bank's reserve requirement ratio. Such a move would definitely inject a larger amount of funds into the financial system with the lowering of the RRR. So yeah, in conclusion, we began by discussing how Powell and the Fed as a whole needs more evidence that inflation is tamed, though they will probably stick with about 3 cuts this year, first coming in June at about a 70% probability of that right now, people are thinking. Then we moved on to how many believe Argentina should dollarize and get rid of their central bank in order to reduce their inflation and their current economic volatility. And lastly, we talked a little bit about how China kept their key policy rate steady. As we continue to live throughout this financial landscape, the ripples of change will definitely continue being felt across economies worldwide. And that's a wrap for this week's Central Bank Roundup. If you have topics you want me to dive into or thoughts on today's podcast, let me know anytime. You'll find all my contact details in the show notes. Until next time, cheers.